Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your honest to God mortal enemies about this, because this is something that everybody needs to get behind. This affects all of us. We are all connected in all this. The ongoing pollution and homeless problem is always a growing one. Every day it's worse. Every day it's bigger. Every single day. And there are people who are doing stuff, but not enough. We all need to roll up our sleeves and basically get behind all this. Hello. I'm radio host DJ Butterfly Feces. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yes, this is Organic OK. Yes. Kimini Organic OK. Yes. This is one of the things I like to touch up. You know, DJ Butterfly Feces. You know, he's moving smoothly, man. He got, like he perfected his amplifier in his voice system. It sounded really well, man. Sound like one of them classic joints you hear, you know, back in those days. It's, the voice sounded really good, sir. Also there, we want to take a moment right now and appreciate those out there that's overcoming the opposition. And I like to say also, too, appreciate you, appreciate your family, appreciate those that are being brought to the, you know, the front of the appreciation. Celebrating Disabled Awareness Month, October International Disabled Awareness Month, and appreciate those that are able to be a part of the actual moment that we are looking for. Appreciation and seeing the people that you truly appreciate, that is a moment to appreciate. Thank everyone that's been tuned into the show. I'd like to say thank the actual people that are watching the program from around the world, and I like to say for those that are following the program, I like to say I appreciate those that are following the program, and like I say, appreciate those that are having their own program platform that's on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate y'all out there. I appreciate your fans that are staying tuned to you, and I appreciate you. And then now we got to make sure that DJ, before this month's over, we got to make sure we accommodate and see if we can reach out to those people, see if we can get some people on the show. I'm going to see, you know, it may not be on one of your platforms, but I'm going to make sure that we got to, you know, it's only fair for people to, you know, be appreciated. You got to make sure that they're truly understood in the way that they think and understand. Not only that, that's to be clear, because people distort what you mean, right? Now, if everything was meant to be spoken on, would everything be, look at this, if you spray poison pesticide on weeds, would those weeds be there tomorrow if it's poison pesticides on the weeds that's for the 10 weeks? Okay? So everything is being destroyed. Like, what do you think? If you pay pesticides on weeds, and you pay pesticides on the fruit, do you think that pesticides will eventually kill the fruit?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. That's poison.
Okay. So what I'm saying, see, because you know what happens now, people start taking words out of context. They're like, well, what would you say? Well, I remember I've seen the video, and it happened. I remember looking at the video about 15 years ago. I remember it was a Monday or Tuesday. I don't know if it was a Monday or Tuesday, because you have multiple shows that go on Monday and Tuesday. Like, people try to get you like that, right? And what I'm saying to you is, it's balance. Contamination is not balance to success of harvest, right? And you gotta realize this, feces.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, we have to realize within the creativity of your harvest, of what you're doing. We can't shortchange the opportunity and the knowledge that you're bringing. See, we're so trying to convince everybody, well, I have information. No, that's something that you gotta hold on to that. Because if it's that easy for everybody to have ideas and be successful, everybody would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're so busy. Oh, so when someone calls into the show, man, And you be happy, be grateful that you got something that's right, okay? And don't be so willing to give something to somebody that may not be the balance. Remember we talk about how to take poison? And people normally that are there to really, you know, everybody. Let's gorge for a moment. CeCe, he's been talking. He's been covering travel, you know, to different areas. And it's so important that DJ Butterfly CeCe. Hey man, I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you the vessels, I'm gonna give you the herbs. We're gonna make sure that you have the proper things in your life. People say roses, but I don't necessarily think you want roses. I want to change something. What do you enjoy? I think that's what we should be trying to give you for you can be appreciated, right? So I would think the first thing I would like to do is appreciate things in the way that you appreciate. Whatever your favorite thing is, we want to appreciate you in that light so you can be truly appreciate the way that you understand appreciation. Because sometimes people will give you appreciation. The person might not even understand what that is because that's not what they familiar with having, right? So appreciate you and what you're doing and what you bring to the table, what you bring to the, you know, the listeners, the airways of people's cell phones, their internet and streaming platforms. There's ways they can do it. They can stream it. They can actually go through the actual link through their Facebook, and they can actually go through their Twitter. It's other ways that this actually be linked to their platform. And also, too, someone can actually have a set up to Bluetooth, and Bluetooth setup can be set up in many ways, right? Because we have different ways you can set up Bluetooth, right? And today, devices and things, how Bluetooth and how people stream, and all of those devices out there, I don't know what devices that you're using to listen to this platform. But I appreciate you. DJ Buffalo Feces, as you were saying, everybody, the host's name is DJ Buffalo Feces. Give him a round of ear support. Yes! Go on ahead,
yeah. DJ. All right, I wish you could all call in there and tell me what you're thinking and feeling. It's 7:07 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone. We are basically wondering, what is going on with you? Right? Let us know what you think about this show, about us, about this ongoing epidemic that is progressing and worsening every single day. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, good people, my people, my friends, we have, if you were listening to yesterday's show, okay, I'll make this brief. I used to live in McKinleyville, California. That was my hometown. Yes,
see, this person right here is showing you that good people can be shown and harvest through any environment. But guess what? No good people show you good people have been segregated for a reason. Good people are segregated and hard to find. Is that because of accident? No. Because most of the people are being hit by no good people. See? Don't fall asleep on us.
I was just letting you talk. All right, fine. Here it is. I did everything there was to do there, and in McKinleyville, you can do just about everything. I mean, it's Northern California. It's part of California where it snows, you know. You can snow, you can sled, you can snowboard.
We know everybody's not allowed to do everything. Then we talk about suspicious person in the neighborhood. So suspicious. Because
once again, that was the magic of McKinleyville. Yeah. I did everything that was to do there. And I was doing, you know, I did everything that was to do there. I didn't think much about the future. I was the kind of guy who thought I would just get by. I'll take any job, live any place, as long as I can continue to live and groove and whatever. But finally, I finally got through my education. I left high school. Now it's time to enter the adult world, the time where you really had to prepare for your future. Got to give it some real thought and whatnot. And what was there to do? I mean, my parents wanted to get a job in my own place, but I'm telling you, there wasn't really a lot of vacancies there because we got so much going on there that every place was sort of taken and there were no jobs available. Even the worst jobs, like every single day, there's somebody willing to do even the worst, most menial jobs, holding on by bleeding fingernails just to get by.
Bleeding fingernails? What?
You know what I'm talking about. And this is a problem everywhere, but especially a problem in McKinleyville. I was staying with my parents. I was just...
Go ahead. Let's speak about your parents. Go ahead. I don't interrupt. Go ahead.
My parents, honestly, grew to resent me there. Now, it's not that they wanted time together to themselves. My parents told me to let me stay as long as they did because otherwise they'd have to talk to each other. My parents were the kind of couple that stayed together. They didn't have the energy, the time, the options to go out there and find somebody new, you know. They had nothing. They stayed together because they had nothing better to do. They didn't have the energy to go out there and whatever. And me, well, they liked having a bumper, but even they were tired of having me around. So around the holidays, my father told me, it's time for you to go. You got to go do something. Find something out there. If you have to leave town to find a job or a place of your own, a lot of people do that. A lot of people, even a town they've grown to love, you have to say goodbye. And the truth is, I realized he had a point, but how was I going to get there? So there I was around the holidays, kicked out of the house, whatever. I left with a half-full backpack and with the clothes on my back, and there I was honestly out on my ass. I was basically walking through town. I was walking through the woods. At first, it isn't quite sink in. When you've first been kicked out of your home, you don't think of yourself as quite homeless yet. It takes a while for yourself to officially become, you know, one of the vagabonds, to really live like that, whatever. But anywho, I did. I went to the woods. I passed by the waterfall. We have a waterfall in McKinleyville, too, in the woods. It was so beautiful. It had a nice night. It had a nice, quiet beauty to it. I'd seen it so many times before, but I knew tonight was going to be different. What am I going to do? Maybe my parents will work things out, whatever. And then around the campsite came by, and I saw you. Organic, you were there. You and your band, you and the rest of your basically crusaders who were on your mission. And you invited me to join. You invited me to sign up. You gave me the moniker DJ Butterfly Feces, and before I knew, we spent the whole night talking. And then before I even knew what was going on, we were abroad. We had left the country. We went to Vicenza, Italy for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I couldn't believe it. I was going to help him do his crusade. Organic was basically going around, picking up garbage, cleaning up the trash, whatever, the litter, the pollution, whatever, and helping help the homeless. Dang. What an ordeal. Now, if you've been listening to yesterday's show, you know we were basically in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, I came across a man who was suicidal. He basically, now, this is a part of America where it snows. It was getting real cold, freezing out there and whatever, and he was preparing himself to feel. He wanted to die. He didn't feel like he could keep on going. He basically felt like his whole life was a waste. He was waiting to just become deceased. He just wanted to give up the ghost. He was a poor, destitute man. I know that. And it was really sad. It was heartbreakingly so.
DJ!
Yeah?
Stop breathing on the airwaves!
I gotta breathe. I'm a mammal. All right, I'll try to basically put my mouth a little bit farther away from the microphone. All right, anywho, the guy basically, he felt like he had just lost the will to live, to even try anymore. He was basically just going to surrender, just become deceased. He was going to give up the ghost. And I convinced him to join us on our trip.
Oh, man. Not the man.
I had to give him a reason to live, a reason to survive. I had to. Before I knew it, there we were. We were all leaving, ready to take off, and he looked and said goodbye to Pittsburgh. And you know what? He just said goodbye to Pittsburgh. He didn't even look back. He wasn't like I was about McKinleyville. He was happy to see this place go.
You paid the cost. You paid the cost for success to have a place to enjoy. You know, you paid the cost, and success doesn't have limitations. Go ahead. DJ Butterfly Feces.
Before I knew it, before I could believe it, there we were back on the road. I asked where we were headed next. I remember at first you basically got tired of me asking questions. You kept asking me why. I kept asking where we're headed. Are we there yet? Like a kid. And I told you, I want to be prepared. There's cultural differences. There's something you can do somewhere you can't do somewhere else. You know? You know what I'm talking about. People, environments are different. I want to be prepared. And then finally he said, all right, I'll tell you. We're headed back to L.A. My heart sank. Really, I felt like we've been to L.A. too many times already. And really, honestly, I had grown to hate the place. It's 7:15 here on the program. Cocoon for the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Comedy Organic OK. Let us know what you're thinking. What's going on with you? What do you think about all this? We're here. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
You know, by saying what you said, you know, some people in reality are going to smell that taste of what that smell you're saying. And when you get on the show platform, and possibly you may be on the show with us at some point in time, remember, people are very personal when it comes to disliking things that they're from or what they represent, right? And that's what you got to realize, right? Now, one of the things, too, a lot of people say comments and nothing ever transpires to happen. Hopefully, the wills of yours, you know, words, it resonate with the people in the way that you're free. That's the treat. That's really the treatment of success in any capacity of growth, right? It's how things are able to grow under unnormal conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your words can grow on people, and as long as you realize success doesn't have limitations.
Indeed.
And once you start building different things, you start some people start trying to mold success in a way that is modified. You find that some people have succeeded through the worst things, and because their mindset was conditioned beyond the resources of what people have been conditioned to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about how exceptional people do exceptional things, right?
Yeah.
All right. So DJ Butterfly Feces, he's covering ground. He's covering L.A. And for those in L.A., for those who are not from L.A., from that part of every part of that market is not together, okay? It's separate. For those that say, well, you know, I thought all these parts of LA is LA, like, oh no. People have been, you know, compromised in many ways in the markets, and they want to make sure that they're honoring, you know, their friends, their comrades and other people in other ways because they have been, so those places are very, you know what I mean, they are held up more sacred than funeral barrel sites, okay, because those places have been, a lot of people have lost, and a lot of people have been gaining, peace at the same time, so you know, as you're dealing with that kind of oppositional pathway, you can see how that energy and how things that have been devastated, how it leaves a residue, you know what I mean? It leaves emotional residue, right? And so people are going to be very, you know, connected to things that have been lost, you know what I mean? Because when you lose something, it's like you have to be, like, really in the place. You have to be in the place of the problem to be the solution of the gift of seeing happiness grow, right? So those that are in the Los Angeles area, because, you know, I'm originally from California, and I'm originally from, you know, like, if they would ask, they would say, oh, yeah, this guy, he's from this part of California, and no. People look at that market and look at the people that they have affiliated with, and even if you was no good person, if they're feeling like the people, they would represent that. But if you could be that one exceptionally good person, people might not even respect you as a good person because all the other people around the setting is not, to them, people that they would want to respect, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Where I'm originally from, right? Because,
yeah.
You know, for those that, you know, hear me say this, I'm from Richmond, California, originally. I'm from Richmond, California.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that not familiar with parts of the Bay Area, right? So, say, for example, if you're in Oakland, right, and you're going down to Emeryville, right? Emeryville, when you pass Emeryville, you're going to what? You're going to Berkeley, right? So when you go to Berkeley, you go into Berkeley, then it's Albany, right? You got a little area like Albany. Then you got Albany. Then you got El Cerrito, right? You got El Cerrito. You go from El Cerrito. Then you go into Richmond, right? It's just parts of Richmond, right? And then depending on the part of Oakland, right? You got parts of Oakland where you got Piedmont, right? You got Piedmont.
Yeah.
You got Claremont, right? You got areas of Claremont. Then you got different parts of these different areas. Now, these places, we say, oh, that's small. Like if you're like Piedmont and all, you know, Claremont and all these are small areas, right? But the people that know that, they know that they are, like, you know, will be considered like financial, little lucrative, higher echelons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these things that people see when I, like, where I'm from, like, you got, you know, y'all, where I'm from, you got El Patel, you got, like, Richmond, you got Esther Brownstein, you got El Patel, you got Pinot, and you got other cities around it, right? You got Rodale,
mm-hmm.
You got Hercules, you got Crockett, you know, you got all of these cities, then you got Vallejo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these different communities are really, like, depending on how you're navigating, you're going to have, like, it could be more problems from things that you least expected, right? And these are different little areas around where I'm from, right? And these are the thing. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Like, me being from Richmond, California, and being able to navigate through other towns, other states, other cities, you know, and seeing a lot of different places, right? And the thing is that what I'm saying to you is, I tell people this all the time, it's like a crocodile habitat, right? You go to the zoo in the crocodile habitat, what do you see? It's a space that seems to be very neutered, and they got a very subtle energy about it, right?
Yeah.
And you can feel something about it doesn't necessarily feel right, but it's quiet, right?
Yeah.
But this is a metaphor. You go in there and sit down, put your picnic blanket on that ground, sense to get comfortable. May play your music, depending on where that crocodile is located. Before you know it, you feel misery. You feel misery. You see, this one's funny. You feel misery. Misery, 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 trying to be left alone. Because you'd be in so much pain if you survive. And that's what people are not telling you. You go to different markets, it's got little subtle death experiences to it in ways that people say, well, I mean, you know what, if you make it from where I'm from, you can make it anywhere. Man, you can make it anywhere, but you ain't going to make it out of it. That's what I'll tell you. That. You can make it there, but that can be all of everything. That can be it. Constellation, no prescription, you have lost all your plasma. Okay? You lose all your plasma. Your blood has expired, and that's it. Everything. Your organs have been shut down, and it's been donated. You know? If that's what you decide to do, life will change in so many ways. Now, so as you were saying, DJ Vosso CC, you're talking about L.A.,
Yeah, I was talking about L.A. I told you, look, I've grown pretty much to dislike L.A. on so many different levels. One of the reasons is they're especially cruel to their homeless. They don't even allow them to sleep in their cars. There are lines and lines after tents of them on the street and whatever. And there weren't a lot of necessary, like, there weren't enough programs basically to help the homeless out and whatever. It's like everybody was still putting all their money into making movies, movie stars, you know, whatever. Never. There were those that came there to be movie stars, and, you know, it didn't pan out. Then they were on the street. Did you know only 2% of actors, 2% can make a living acting? It is all such a crapshoot. And just like there's that one movie that can make your career, there's also that one role that can break it. For some people, they never got started. I mean, it was just nasty. They were not basically a place that is doing right by their homeless community. Los Angeles is supposed to mean the city of angels. But all I saw were fallen angels.
Dang. Man. Did you have this on instant replay? Like this, was this a highlighted moment where you were trying to stick it to L.A.?
I told you I was just disappointed with what L.A. was with every fiber of my being.
Dang.
And I looked around, and sure enough, lo and behold, I saw more trash. We've been here so many times, we picked stuff up, but you see, it's what I was always afraid of. It's like picking up garbage doesn't encourage other people to do the same, not to make garbage. It just basically, it's like letting them know that if they make a mess, you're going to clean it up. It's like when they're babies, when they're kids. Kids are going to be like little Tasmanian devils. They're going to destroy everything in sight, whatever, but you got to clean it up.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, too, see, now, L.A. and the part of L.A. depending on like part of L.A., like, I'm talking about specifically, like, where Skid Row is, where go from there to, like, where Union Station is, where, you know, that's like, it's like Alameda, you know, it's Alameda, it's Alameda, that's what it's called, Alameda Avenue. I don't know, I gotta remember, it's Alameda. Certain parts of Alameda, but then Skid Row is really close to that area. And Skid Row, it covers, really covers 50-something blocks, square blocks. And that particular part, certain parts have been cleaned up in certain ways. It's been cleaned up. And then in certain parts where I shouldn't be giving too much away of it. But, yeah, it's I'm not going to give everything away, but, you know, there's a lot of components to Skid Row. They have, you know, parts where they clean. They clean up, and they're feeding. And people, you know, they have events. They call it special events. I'm not gonna get into that. I'm not gonna tell you break down that. But it's some things about it that it's like. This would remind you of somewhat. In certain aspects of mind you, it's like going to, you know, they call it after a service over, and everybody go back to eat after the. It's got that kind of thing to it. You know what I mean? People singing, and you hear people singing, and groups and spiritual performance, and you hear that stuff, and you hear it, and you're like. Like, man, this is like sad, like, because it's so powerful. You hear the powerfulness in it, and people have to just start all over again, hear it again. Hey, everyone, this is comedian Organic OK. You've been listening to Kakuna from the Microphone. You've been hosted by DJ Buffy Feces, and this is October International Disabled Awareness Month. Everyone, good night, and I will be talking to you on the next episode. Tomorrow is called We Can't Find You, but We Find Ourselves, hosted by DJ Talk Dude. See, remember, we're calling him that. We call him DJ Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude got a show. He got scoliosis. He got Tourette's, Asperger's, and he's going through his journey. And I'm his co-host on that show.
Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you. Please, this Disabled Awareness Month, be aware, all right? Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you, and good night.